When someone dies, the physical items they leave behind can hold a kind of magic for their loved ones. Glasses, an old car, worn shoes. But what about something as intangible as a phone number? KJZZ's Stina Sieg brings us the story of how one cell phone number bonded three women, each grieving for the husband that she lost.
The story begins June 30th, 2013, when 19 wildland firefighters died fighting the Yarnell Hill Fire. And the story is still going now.
It's nice, nice to see you.
I know, you too.
In person.
I know.
Hi, Debbie.
I'm Fernanda Santos. I'm 45.
My name's Debbie Mazzella, and I'm 49 years old.
I'm Krista Eckel, and I am 34, and I live in Paulden, Arizona.
And this is Krista's home, about 65 miles north of where her first husband, Travis, was overrun by flames, along with all but one of the Granite Mountain hotshots. The next morning, she had to tell her 6-year-old son and 3-year-old daughter their dad wasn't coming home.
That's probably the part that gets me the most to this day. I can talk about all of it, but as a mother, you carry that burden more for your kids than you do yourself.
Everyone in this room knows that pain. When Debbie's first husband, Jay, died 15 years ago, she also had two children. She's now married to a firefighter in the same region. And he's the one who told her about the deaths of the Granite Mountain hotshots.
I'll never forget. I was on the side of my bed, and I fell to my knees, and I just started, you know, praying for the families.
Not long after, Fernanda became close with many of those families. Back then, she was a Phoenix-based writer for the New York Times, and people trusted her with their stories, which she poured into articles and then into a book.
And then my husband died. So Mike died November 1st, 2017.
Just a month after being diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Their daughter, Flora, was 8.
I felt like nobody, even the people who meant really well, didn't really understand.
Except there were some who did. The firefighters' families. Fernanda had kept in touch, and on a hot day this August, she was invited up to a barbecue in Prescott at one of their homes. That's when she finally met Krista, the hotshot widow, who'd mostly steered clear of media in the past.
And then we started talking.
About all kinds of things, including the financial reality of being widowed. Krista had canceled her late husband's cell phone, and Fernanda had too, but told Krista she was paying $5 a month to preserve the number so her daughter could use it someday.
And then you were like, what?
I know. I was shocked. I did not know you could do that.
If Krista had known, she would have saved her husband's number for their son, Braden, who was now 12 and begging for a phone. But it was 5 years too late. So she did the only thing she thought she could. She sent a text message to the number, asking if whoever had it would be willing to give it to her son. She posted about it on Facebook and waited. Debbie replied.
Perhaps it will be meaningful to your son to know that his dad's number was given to another firefighter's wife all this time and to someone who has prayed for God to mend and heal your broken hearts over these years.
That's a tiny portion of what Debbie wrote back. She's the widow from the beginning of the story who had felt so connected to the hotshot families.
I would gladly give up my number. Would you allow me a little time to make the arrangements with my carrier?
Now, a few months later, Krista says words can't describe the difference those few digits have made to her son.
Braden's so excited that he has that number. He's so proud to give it out. You know, that was my dad's old number. He says that to everybody he gives it to.
He has the number, and now Krista, Debbie, and Fernanda have one another, and their families, too.
She played peekaboo with you. So cute.
Fernanda holds Krista's smiley 10-month-old daughter, Cheyenne. This is actually the first time all three women have met in person, after connecting mostly through calling and texting. But they say they're going to stay in one another's lives. Debbie, who still cries over her first husband's death 15 years ago, leans in close to Fernanda.
Yeah. No, you will survive this, and it doesn't feel like it all the time.
No.
You know?
But all three know it's true. They also know how important it is to keep the memories alive of the men they've lost. Friends and acquaintances will often avoid talking about their late husbands. Don't do that, these women say. Instead, say their names.
My late husband's name is Jay Manecki.
Mike Saucier.
Travis Carter.
Then in tears, they all embrace, each hugging a woman who understands.
It's okay. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being who you are. Mm-hmm. In you too.
Stina Sieg, KJZZ News, reporting from Paulden.